Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome. I'm Vicki Sherman with the FAA Safety Production Studios here at the Sun and Fun Complex at the National Resource Center. And I'm here with Bruce Linsberg, the president of the AOPA Safety Foundation. And welcome, Bruce. It's nice to have you.
Well, thank you very much, Vicki. It's always a great pleasure to be here at Sun and Fun and working with our friends at the FAA.
Well, we're glad to have you, and we can hear in the background, we may have a little bit of what is called airplane noise, but that's what it's all about.
I would certainly agree. We like airplanes, and we like them to fly safely.
Exactly. We're here to talk a little bit about the Safety Foundation, and I know that AOPA has been around a long time, and myself, I've been a member for over 30 years, and without AOPA, we wouldn't have general aviation.
Well, it's very kind of you to say so. The Air Safety Foundation itself has been around for 60 years this year, and we've been very fortunate the last several years to really expand our outreach. Last year, even though not quite as many people were flying, we had an average of over 30,000 course completions every single month, and we also added about 200 free safety seminars all over the country, which we did in many cases in conjunction with the FAST team.
Well, I know you have something that's, I think, a gold mine. I mean, you guys have what is called these online courses now, and I know I have participated in several of your courses, and one, for example, that I was impressed with because one of my weak points is engines and props, and I took this course on engine and props, and the videos on that or the online courses on the pictorial pictures of how to understand your engine and prop, I learned a whole lot.
Well, you know, one of the challenges we face, particularly in the last 20 years, is in the old days, guys in particular worked on automobiles, and so they were able to learn a little bit about the mechanics of engines. And aircraft engines are similar, not identical, to automobile engines. Well, nowadays, nobody works on automobile engines, nor are they quite sure exactly how they work, including Toyota. Now, I can say that because I drive a Toyota. It's a wonderful vehicle, but there's some magic about some of this stuff. So we thought it would be really helpful for pilots to understand maybe one layer a little deeper as to how the engines actually work. And, of course, propellers are a mystery in and unto themselves.
Well, you know, not only taking these online courses, I mean, because you're learning from it, and it's all about safety, there's also another factor about that, too. If you're an aircraft owner or whatever, there are some benefits to that.
Well, we're fortunate to have five insurance companies that through the AOPA Insurance Agency who will give people accident forgiveness. So if you plan your accident well in advance, if you've taken a course within 6 months prior to the mishap or back to an online course,
this is a mishap.
No, that's a machine gun fire. I can recognize it 2 out of 3 times. But they will grant accident forgiveness. No deduction for your accident there, and also the ability to renew your insurance at the same rates that you had before. So that could be worth thousands of dollars.
Well, you know, also with the online courses, learning, it's all about safety and the help or the benefits of with the insurance companies. You also can get some accreditation for the WINGS program, too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That's almost automatic. You just have to put in your WINGS connection there, and we'll do that. And the same thing applies to the safety seminars as well. So we've made that much easier working with the FAST team in getting that nexus together.
Well, what are some of the challenges out there that you are facing today? I know, you know, aviation today, we all are feeling the economy crunch or whatever you may call it, but we still are going to go on. But what are some of your challenges, Bruce?
Well, there's nothing new in terms of how we have accidents with airplanes. We just haven't invented a new way. I would tell the pilots are not being very creative about it, but that wouldn't be appropriate. roughly 50% of our accidents involve takeoff and landings, and those are basically skill-related accidents. And even though they're expensive, typically they tend not to be too serious in terms of injury. However, the judgment-related accidents, which would be VFR into IMC, descending below landing minimums in instrument conditions and that sort of thing, those tend to be fatal. And so we need to be addressing those kinds of issues. Nothing new, it's still the same thing, but getting people to be aware of that. And we have, unfortunately, a very good, what appears to be an example, I'll speculate a little bit if you'll allow me to do so, that the recent loss of the situation with the president in Poland appears to be a descent below landing minimums. And you say, well, gee, people are really focused on getting to where they want to go. And my response is, you know, there's no place that you have to be.
Well, that's very true. You know, you talked about, you know, the concerns of the new technology and everything that's out there, too. You know, it comes back to something that's not new, but again, with all the latest equipment in the aircraft and whatnot, we still have that problem with the pilots not looking outside that aircraft. Is that correct?
Well, when you've got two very big TV screens that show you more than you ever wanted to know about things, I mean, why would you look outside? Well, it's a rhetorical question because obviously there are a lot of things to see outside, including other airplanes. And we just recently did a webinar down here in Florida. And you may not know this, but Florida has the highest incidence of mid-air collisions of any state in the union. That should surprise nobody because we have more airplanes in a confined space. And the weather is nice, and so people are up doing their thing. Well, the collision avoidance gear that we may have on some of our technologically advanced aircraft does about an 80% job, but it isn't 100% guarantee. And we just had the next round of the war go on, and this is great. I've never had an interview quite like this one. It's only a sun and fun that you can get this experience. So, folks, if you haven't come out to the show, you don't know what you're missing.
Yes, sir, that's exactly correct, Bruce. But
anyway, the whole idea of looking outside, people tend to get really mesmerized, and it makes the equipment does make it easier for you to spot the traffic that you might not otherwise pick up, but it doesn't pick up all the traffic, and particularly in the high risk areas of the traffic pattern is where if they don't get a transponder hit on it or the equipment doesn't pick it up, you could have a collision. In fact, we already have a fatal accident involving that right now that we're dealing with.
You were telling me some of your concerns when you flew down here to Sun and Fun from Maryland. Can you tell me a little bit about that on your other traffic around you that you didn't know and it all popped up?
Oh, well, I fly a Garmin 1000 equipped airplane, and it's very nice. It's got all the latest equipment, but there were several occasions, and I was on an IFR flight plan up at a high altitude, so a pretty safe environment, but there were several targets that popped up late on this machine, and I said, oh, gee, where did this guy come from? And it was good VFR, and I picked him up visually, but it wasn't what you would have normally expected. And then there was a bogus target, I think. I don't think it was a UFO that came in at a very high rate of speed and circled around the back of the aircraft, if you will. It wasn't out there, and I wasn't about to tell ATC that I was seeing things. You know, they wonder about your medical under those circumstances.
Exactly. So I guess in what you're saying, too, there's not really at this point or maybe never a 100% proof system.
Well, when we get into TCAS rated type equipment, we've pretty much eliminated the collision threat with airliners and high-end business aircraft. And those work very well en route and in the terminal environment. I don't think they work all that well in the traffic pattern, again, which is statistically where we're likely to have the problem, and it occurs at non-towered airports. So when we get to ADS-B, I think we open up a whole new world, and a lot of people are saying, well, gee, I'm not too sure about that. I think we've got a lot to learn about ADS-B and the equipage factor and what's required and so forth, and AOPA is watching that very closely.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that I know as also a 99, I used your pinch hitter course, the AOPA pinch hitter course, and I really promoted that. And that's been one of your real good programs over the year. Are they still available? Or
absolutely. We offer the pinch hitter online, so you can just do it through the normal website, and we also have an excellent DVD version. Now, my ground rules when I tell a flying companion to watch the pinch hitter is to say, look, have your pilot bring you your adult beverage and your slippers and then leave the room, and then you can watch it without any interference whatsoever. So we think that's the way to do it.
You know, I see a lot of people walking around here, and it looks like we've got a pretty good turnout today. And I would recommend you folks that have never attended the second largest gathering of the aviation shows, Sun and Fun, you need to come out and see this. Now, Bruce, I know you have a big yellow tent out here on the line here, and
AOPA does have a big yellow tent, and it's open to everybody, not just AOPA members, and you should come over. You'll get to meet a lot of the editors of Pilot Magazine. Air Safety Foundation has a display there, and we can show you a little bit if you're uneasy about how to deal with the online courses. I'll make an unabashed plug for the website, www.asf.org. And it's free, it's open to anybody, and we think you'll have a pretty good time with it.
Well, I certainly like to thank you, because AOPA has certainly been a strong supporter, and I think without AOPA, there wouldn't be much general aviation, I think, you've got a good membership base.
Well, 416,000, and we hope to have that grow a little bit more, and we're working on helping to grow the pilot population, which is a topic for another interview.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce. I mean, it's been a real honor interviewing you. I've known you've been here a long time with the organization. You've done a wonderful job as president of the Safety Foundation, and we thank you for coming out today and taking your time. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
You're very welcome.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.